You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Did you know that on average, 93% of Americans eat pizza once a month? 85% is eaten at home, and Saturday night is the most popular night to eat pizza. But why not save some money and build your own pizza using fresh foods? Well, here to help us do just that is Amanda Kiefer from Produce for Kids. Amanda, I saw that building your own pizza was a family favorite in your household with your girls, and that since you've created this wonderful graphic that is titled Build Your Own Pizza Guide. So help us. How do we start? What's our first step?
Sure. So I think that, you know, the graphic, which we can share, of course, is great because it allows the kids to kind of pick what type of crust they'd like and then go through the process of, building their own pizza. So right now at Produce for Kids, we're really into the cauliflower pizza crust, which I know seems intimidating, but it's really not. There's several great recipes out there. We have one on our website to do a cauliflower crust. And the way it's mixed up, it's not overpowerful. It's just really a great, healthy alternative. And also, like you said, in our house, my girls have very different personalities, so sometimes we can't really agree on toppings for our pizza. So we'll do, you know, the personal pizzas with maybe an English muffin or a whole grain bagel, and I'll put everything out, kind of like a little pizza topping bar, and kind of let them go to town and create their own pizza.
Okay, so you don't make your own? Well, no, wait a minute. You said you make a cauliflower crust pizza, and you have a recipe for that. So that's an option, or you can just find something at the store. So we've got that together. We've got whatever crust we choose in front of us. Now, what do we do for sauces? Do we just use tomato, or how do we dress it up to get more nutrients in it?
Well, there are a lot of options for sauces. I think that, you know, the traditional tomato sauce is definitely an option. For me, I have a very picky four-year-old, and I know there's, you know, some, should we hide the veggies, should we not hide the veggies? But for me, I use my food processor and blend a lot of vegetables into that tomato sauce so that I am making sure she's getting her serving. There's also an idea to use hummus, which is great. Hummus on the pizza with lots of veggies on top. We hosted a Twitter party last night at Produce for Kids, and we were talking all about berries for summer, and I saw a lot of great ideas for fruit pizzas, which I thought, you know, could be really great for lunch boxes or, you know, over the summertime, nice and refreshing.
That's a great idea. We have a recipe on our website, too, that is a fruit pizza like that, and we use yogurt as the sauce, and then the fruit goes on top. It's a lot of fun. And I think anytime you call something pizza, kids just, their eyes just open wider, right? They really like it and recognize that. I'm glad you brought that up about hide your vegetables, not hide your vegetables. I find myself often challenged with that question and that sort of aspect of what to do, what not to do. But I always say, you know, it's not having any, don't have any missed opportunities. If you have the opportunity to add even more vegetables to your children's diet by using the food processor and adding it to the sauce, go for it. It doesn't mean that they also don't eat the eggplant, for example, sliced up. But if you can put some eggplant into the tomato sauce, why not? Go for it. So I definitely am with you on that one. So let's talk toppings. What toppings can you, how crazy can you get? What kind of toppings should we be looking for?
Well, I really think there's no end, I guess, to what you can put on pizza. And back to the creativity with kids, it's so fun to just set up a couple bowls and have different things and watch what they go to. My girls like to make faces on their pizza, so, you know, what can we use to make this silly face or, you know, create some kind of, work of art on their pizza. My daughters, after the Lego movie, they've become slightly obsessed with Taco Tuesday, can get, you know, repetitive there after, you know, every Tuesday rolls around. So we'll sometimes do a taco-themed pizza on Tuesdays, and you can just simply use the tortilla shell and, you know, have all of your traditional toppings that you would be putting onto your taco, the beans, cilantro, tomatoes, lettuce, and have them create kind of a taco pizza. So I think that's, you know, as far as toppings go, that's a creative and fun thing to do there. Also, breakfast pizzas are really popular. We have one on our website, and I mean, pizza's good any time of day. So I think it's perfectly fine and fun. The kids will think it's great to have pizza for breakfast.
Well, that reminds me, because you said you use an egg, English muffin. That's what I'm trying to think of, because I'm looking at your guide and you have eggs in there as protein and cheese filler or topping. And I'm thinking, holy smokes, eggs. And now you've sort of solved that for me, that's part of your breakfast pizza concept. Do you scramble them? How do you do the eggs?
You could scramble them. At our house, we use egg whites. So we'll do an egg white with maybe some avocado and tomato on top of there, a little bit of garlic. And it's great for morning.
Sounds delicious. And again, this guide, you can just check off or have your kids check off what they want on. It's a very clever one on produceforkids.com. I just wanted to go back to the spices, because I think people underestimate the value of spices, not just for flavor, but for nutrients. They are loaded with nutrients. And you've got a wonderful selection here of options of rosemary, oregano, parsley. Don't forget parsley. That's one of my favorites. Garlic, chives, basil, thyme, there's just lots of ways to throw those. Now, do you chop them up finely? Do you have to for kids, or can you just put the leaf on?
Most of them I do chop finely. At home, we have a nice little herb garden. Nothing, too crazy, but enough to, if we need to go out and pull something, we can. My older daughter likes basil, so she'll do the whole leaf. She's into cream cheese with basil and raspberries, so she loves putting that on top of her pizza, I guess, so to speak, on an English muffin. So I think it just depends on your child, but I have one that would not eat the whole leaf and I have one that would. So
yeah, the sky's really the limit with pizza. My favorite pizza growing up was actually sardines with eggs. You guys were mentioning eggs for breakfast, but actually where I grew up, we do boiled eggs and then we slice them, and like slices of the boiled eggs, just like you would a tomato, and we top the pizza with slices of boiled egg. It's actually very common in Brazil, and sardines with boiled eggs was my favorite pizza, which here in the U.S. people would think, what is that, some pregnant craving or something? But for me, it was perfect. So let's talk about veggies. What veggies are on your list for, or favorites on the list for topping pizza?
I think artichoke is great on pizza. We have, spinach and mushrooms, all of those things, broccoli, kale. I think, I think it's limitless as far as what you want to try out. Be adventurous. Go to the grocery store, have your kids pick out what they want, what they think would make a good combination, and go for it.
Yeah, it could be a great way to clean out your leftovers. I do that sometimes. Yes. I will have the crust, whatever crust I picked, and then I look at my fridge and say, I have a little bit of this left, a little bit of that left. Kind of love your idea of making a topping bar. Let them pick what they want from my own leftovers. And there you go. I cleaned out my fridge and fed them one of their favorite meals ever. So I think it's a win-win. Amanda, thank you so much for inspiring us with your pizza guide. I will be sharing that on our Facebook page and also on our webpage. But know you can also find it on Amanda's page, Produce for Kids. That's www.produceforkids.com. Again, you can always find our past shows on radiomd.com. And thank you for being with us in our family food kitchen. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.